Each year we chat with Toby Davey from audio description company Vocalize, and we chat a little bit about Open House Weekend. It takes place in September, and there's all sorts of buildings are opened up to the public, but there is audio described tours for people who are blind or partially sighted. So Toby's got a few to tell us about for this year's event. Toby, these are always very heavily subscribed events as well. So before we start, we should really say to people, if you fancy coming along, get in straight away.
Indeed. Some are actually fully booked already, so people have got to be very quick, and there are going to be waiting lists as well if people drop out.
Okay, we'll give people the contact details at the end, but we're going to concentrate on four of the open houses this weekend, and we're starting with Marlborough House.
Yes, and this is in Pall Mall, and there'll be an audio described tour on Saturday the 22nd of September at 10 a.m. The architects is Sir Christopher Wren, and the building was built in 1711. And our vocalised describer will be Jane Bramley, with also Hilary McEwen from Marlborough House. It was once a lovely palace and is now the seat of the Commonwealth Secretariat. And it's almost 300 years old. It has been the home of over five duchess and dukes of Marlborough, and three princes of Wales who became king, and also Prince Leopold of the Belgians. So it's had some real history, and I believe from information that I've had that the red bricks that were used to build Marlborough House came from boats that were sent over to Holland to fight for the Duke's Wars. But the house is full of wonderful paintings and sculpture depicting the history of the people who have been in the house. And if the sun is shining, we'll have the opportunity to go into the gardens, which are still in the same layout of the 18th century. So they've got gravel paths with grass lawns, and in the garden is Queen Mary's thatched revolving summer house, and also the royal pet cemetery of Prince Alexandra. So it's got one which is a real lot of history to it, and a lovely building to go around. It's full of fantastic paintings, as I said, so a real gem for people to go through.
A revolving summer house, now that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? These are audio described tours, so even if you can't see the architecture or the murals, the statues and so on, you know, it is all described as well, which really makes a huge difference.
Oh yes, so the describer, Jane, will be describing the space, setting the scene, telling you what the building looks like, what the paintings are like, and then Hilary from Marlborough House will be giving an idea of, you know, sort of a history of the building, and also what the building is used for nowadays as well.
Okay, let's move on to Trinity House next.
Yes, and the audio described tour will be on Saturday the 22nd of September at 2 p.m. And the describer is Di Langford, and she will be joined by Jeff Boyd from Trinity House. The architects for Trinity House were Samuel Wyatt, and it was built in 1794 to 1796. And it's home to the people who look after lighthouses, navigational aids, and also a charity that supports the welfare of seafaring folk as well. But the building contains some wonderful exhibits. Pride of place is the ship's bell from the Royal Yacht Britannia. But there's some wonderful bits of lenses from lighthouses, some wonderful models, clocks that we use to time the lights in lighthouses. So it's a real wonderful building. And I don't know if people are Bond fans, but people may recognise the exterior of Trinity House because it was used in Skyfall when Bond came out of a tube station and ran to save M. And he ran past the front of Trinity House. So people may have seen it on Skyfall. A real modern connection there, but a wonderful building and overlooking the Tower of London as well. So in that real historic part of London by the river.
OK, we've got a couple more we're going to try and squeeze in. Just remind people, these are Vocalize audio described tours as well. So even if you have a visual impairment, you can still really appreciate everything, all the physical structures, the architecture, everything in there. So what do we have next, Toby?
We've got the Francis Crick Institute, and the audio described tour will be on Sunday the 23rd of September at 10 a.m. and the describer is Tony McBride with Rosie Waldron from The Crick. The architects are HOC and PLP architects, and the building was built in 2016. It's a cathedral-like building right in the heart of historic London, near to King's Cross and St Pancras, so right in that centre of London. And it houses a number of medical institutes that have all come together for research. And the building is named after one of the people who discovered the DNA molecule in 1953. And it is very much shaped in the way like a chromosome inside. There are sort of four quadrangles of labs, and they're all sort of interconnected. People can see into each other, can see into the labs, can see what people are doing. And there are some central atria, and people are meant to walk around, and the atria are used for meetings. And it is an amazing building. It is so big. When I went to see it, I walked along it and I couldn't believe how big it was. They say it's about the size of 17 and a half football pitches.
Wow.
And it's got four floors below ground with eight floors above ground. And it's got twice as many rooms as Buckingham Palace. So it is an amazing building and a new building right in the sort of heart of that King's Cross area of London.
I think that'd be one of the ones on the top of my list anyway, Toby. We are going to finish off though with one more with a bit of a photographic connection.
We have the Photographers Gallery, and the Audio Describe tour is on Sunday the 23rd of September at 1 p.m. And the describer for this tour will be Ros Chalmers with Andrew Gilt from the Photographers Gallery. He's actually one of the directors of the gallery. This was built by renowned Irish architects O'Donnell and Tuamini, and it was built in 2010. And it's a new home for the Photographers Gallery. And it's a transformed textile building right in the centre of London, close to Oxford Circus. And they've done a fantastic job. They've added two gallery floors to the building and kept the look of it using modern materials and wood and everything else. It has a real wonderful feel to it. And the entrance is very open. There's a cafe in there. There's also a thing called The Wall, which is a display of work by all sorts of people, photography and various works of art that people can see from the street as well, because the ground floor has got all glass that people can see in. And one of the wonderful things about the gallery, not only the wonderful photography that it displays, but it has a great sort of education element to it as well. And the education centre is in the middle of these two new galleries. And as part of the education centre, there's talks and all sorts of things as well. But there's also a real large camera obscura. So the sort of same sort of method that people like Fox Talbot were using to take photographs. So you can go into this room-sized camera obscura and see what you would see outside the building. So you can see the streetscape of Oxford Circus and around there. And people can get a sense of how a camera works as well. So beautiful building. And as part of the Audio Describe tour, Ros will also be describing a number of key photographs from their current exhibition. And we did one of the architects' buildings a couple of years ago, the Sorswe HOC Student Union building for LSE. And they're sort of up with Foster and Partners. They're sort of the Fosters and Partners of Ireland, because they're based in Ireland. But fantastic building, really good building.
Great stuff. So a really good taster there, Toby, of some of the buildings which will be audio described for visually impaired patrons for Open House Weekend. If people would like more info or try to book on some of the tours, Toby, how do they get in touch?
If people have access to the internet, they can go to our website, vocalise.co.uk, and vocalise is V-O-C-A-L-E-Y-E-S. And if they go to the What's On section, and there's some filter boxes on the left-hand side, which they can filter by architecture, audio, described tours, and upcoming or September, and it will list all the four tours with all the details. But if people don't have access to the internet, they can always give the office a call on 020 7375 1043. And we'll be able to take their booking and add them to the waiting list for Marlborough House and Trinity House, or the Francis Crick Institute and the Photographers Gallery.
Toby, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up with you again. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much indeed, Alan.